The opinions expressed during this program are solely the opinions of the host, guests, and callers. They do not necessarily represent the views of the advertisers, management, staff, or ownership of WCTC.
This is WCTC's Sound Advice, the local one-hour program designed to give you the knowledge, information, and guidance to help you make better decisions in your personal and professional lives. Now, WCTC's Sound Advice.
Good evening to you, 6 minutes after the hour, and welcome to a very special edition of Sound Advice here on the new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. My name is Bert Barron, normally the morning show host here at WCTC, but very pleased to be hosting this very special edition of Sound Advice. Let's get right to it and meet our special guest who is with us here tonight for the full hour. He is a fellowship-trained spine surgeon. Practice includes both adult and pediatric spinal disorders. He has the rare combination of subspecialty training in both orthopedic and neurosurgical spine surgery, and he also brings his experience in pediatric deformity and also scoliosis surgery. He is a graduate from the Yale University School of Medicine in 2003. His postdoctoral training includes a surgical internship at Mount Sinai Medical Center, as well as a residency at Mount Sinai Medical Center Department of Neurosurgery. Now, subsequently, he completed a fellowship at the Spine Institute of New York, Beth Israel Medical Center, and he will be our guest for the full hour. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Arian Smith to WCTC Sound Advice. Dr. Smith, good evening. Well, great to have you here. Welcome to WCTC Radio.
Good evening, Bert.
Wonderful to have you here with us. Let's jump right into it if we could. Talk about, if you could, some of the requirements to become a neurosurgeon. I think people are familiar with the term. They might know something about it, but just talk, if you could, about the requirements of what it takes to become a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Well, after the customary 4 years of college and 4 years of medical school, one needs to complete a neurosurgery residency, which is generally 6 to 7 years.
Years. The residency is years.
The residency
wow.
is years,
okay.
yes.
So this is something that you don't go into lightly. This is something you have to be focused on and really give 100% of yourself to.
Absolutely not. You have to know what you're getting into, and it's a big time commitment to do this.
Why did you choose something so challenging, if I can ask?
Well, I did, you know, a lot of soul searching during my medical school when deciding on which subspecialty to go into. And as part of the process, I rotated on the neurosurgery service.
Okay. Talk about how we got to this point and, you know, where you grew up and what led you to this, want to get involved in this medical field in the first place. Take us back and talk about yourself for a few moments, if you would.
Yeah, I was born and raised in New York. I did some high school in North Carolina. I went to undergraduate, did my undergraduate medical education at the University of Rochester. Then I went on to medical school at Yale University and residency at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
Is it one of those things that, you know, when you start to develop an appreciation for it, it sort of becomes all-encompassing and you get this focus, I'm guessing, that, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to help people in this capacity.
It really does. And, you know, during medical school, I got some really sound advice from the residents who were already on the neurosurgery service. And, you know, one of them said to me, don't do this if you can see yourself doing something else. Hmm. So you really have to love it. You have to see yourself in this because it's a long process. And it's a big commitment.
You really have to kind of immerse yourself in it, and it's got to become your 24/7 focus to be able to not only be good at it, but excel at it like you've been doing for a long time.
24/7. It takes a lot of commitment, a lot of training, not only book training, but hands-on training in order to be a good surgeon.
To reach this level, Dr. Smith, and where you are now in Jersey, and we're going to talk more about some of the other things that you've been able to achieve. Help from family, does good families around you and good support system around you sort of keep you motivated and driven to succeed and be the best that you can be at your chosen field?
It's always important to have a good support system. You know, I have family, friends around and who have supported me during the entire process. So it's very important. And they have helped me tremendously.
Means a lot to have good people around you, right?
It really does.
Definitely does. Well, let's talk about specifically where you are now with Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, where you're a fellowship-trained spine surgeon. Talk about what brought you to ANA and how you wound up here now.
During my fellowship, I was searching for jobs. I really wanted to stay in the area. Fortunately, I was able to find a spot with Advanced Neurosurgery Associates and Dr. Freed, who took me under his wing, basically, and built up my own personal practice.
That's not a bad guy to sort of have as an ally when you're getting into this field. We had the pleasure of having him here a few weeks ago. Incredible guy. And just if you're any involvement or anything at all like him, you're an amazing neurosurgeon yourself.
He's been an excellent mentor to me, and I've learned a lot from him.
Wonderful stuff. All right, 11 minutes after the hour, it is Sound Advice on the new Talk Radio WCTC. We will be taking questions throughout this hour, so if you have a question or comment for our guest, Dr. Arian Smith from Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, who will be with us for the full hour, our phone number locally in central New Jersey is 732-545-9282. From outside the 732 area code or from anywhere else around New Jersey, around America, we do have a toll-free number you can reach out at 1-888-545-9282. And that's the number to use if you're listening to us online at WCTCAM.com or you're listening to us on your smartphone app. And great to have you here if you're doing so. Could you just give us, Dr. Smith, give us an example of one of your most inspiring cases. Talk about maybe someone that you had worked with who really sort of touched you in a way that, you know, you'll always have this sort of connection between some people. Can you share a couple of your more memorable cases?
Well, yeah, I'll give one example of a child that I treated with a hereditary tumor of the nerve, which was compressing his spinal cord, causing him to be paralyzed from the neck down. After initially seeing this child in the office, he wasn't moving anything. He wasn't moving his arms or legs. And I was convinced that he would remain so even after the surgery, just because of the degree of his spinal cord compression. I ended up operating on the child, taking out the tumor and doing some spinal reconstruction on him. He was sent to rehab afterwards. I saw him in the office shortly after, and there was no change. 3 months later, I was in my office, and a nurse comes running back to me, and she asked me to come out in the front. And lo and behold, I see this child walking towards me. So that was that was really
wow,
very very touching, very inspirational, and it just reaffirmed my choice to go into neurosurgery.
So this was a child. I guess the correct term is paralysis, complete paralysis.
Correct.
Yeah, you know a little bit about medicine. And then in a very short time afterwards, after a procedure by you, this child is able to walk.
Correct.
Wow. That's amazing. And when you say child, what was the age again?
The age was 12 years old.
At 12. Okay. All right. And when you say a hereditary tumor, if you could educate me about that a little bit, it's something that is passed on from generation to generation. How does that work?
Yes, his mom actually had the tumor. It's called neurofibromatosis, and this is a tumor that affects the nerves. It is passed on to all of the offspring, and I actually treated this child and his sister for the tumor.
Oh, so it was more than one child. Wow. Okay.
Right.
Got to be very rewarding for you. One of these things that you were involved and now you see a tremendous difference. You basically gave these kids their lives back and their livelihood back, and their families got their lives back too, thanks to your work. How does that make you feel?
It made me feel really good. And what made me feel especially good is that he was able to run after his sister and annoy her as he had done previously.
Yeah, I'm sure the parents appreciate that. It's probably the sweetest sound they ever heard again with their kids running around their house.
Yes.
Wow, amazing stuff. Questions or comments, again, are welcome at 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Smith, why would someone see a neurosurgeon specializing in spine care such as you do? Why would someone seek you out for your services?
I believe that I, as well as all of the practitioners at Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, we really take a holistic approach to the patient and their spine issues. Dealing with spine patients is really dealing with a patient with chronic pain issues, which not only takes into account the anatomic abnormality of the patient, but also the emotional aspect and the psychosocial aspect as well.
I think the term that's used often nowadays, and I think ANA really exemplifies that and really kind of brings it to the next level, team approach? Is it all about team approach from your perspective at ANA?
It's all about the team. There are no individuals. My success is everyone's success. Dr. Fried's success is everyone's success. It goes for everyone.
It's cliche, but there is no I in team.
But there's a me.
That's right. But there you go. And of course, you're one of the star players, if you will, on the ANA team. ANA, by the way, is Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. They're comprised of a group of neurosurgeons with almost 60 years of combined experience. So you know that when you go to them, you're going to have a lot of experience on your side, and there's a lot that they can offer you. They provide world-class care for a comprehensive range of neurological conditions for adults, for children, for their caregivers, and for their families as well. The mission of ANA is to provide superior care possible to all patients, regardless of income, background, geography, or other concerns. They are extremely experienced in all aspects of pediatric and adult neurosurgery. They're trained in the best medical centers, 24/7 availability, which is very important too. And they simply don't turn anyone away. They are renowned not only locally, nationally, but internationally as well. And Dr. Smith, is that true that no one is turned away? If someone comes to ANA and you can help someone, no one is turned away.
That is true.
Wow.
No one is turned away from our practice.
That's amazing. I'm sure you've seen. Have you seen patients come from other countries to ANA?
Yes, patients come from all over the world to see us, whether it be for a spinal condition or a pediatric condition.
I'm sure you've seen situations also, maybe where someone couldn't get the help or the level of care in their particular home country, but someone says, "Hey, I know this place. I know a group of people in New Jersey that can probably help you."
Yes, even in this country, we see a lot of patients without insurance, and we treat patients regardless of the insurance, regardless of pay.
Putting people first. That's a special thing. All right, 732-545-9282. We'll take a break in just a second, but Paul is calling in from Old Bridge this evening. Hey, Paul. Good evening. You're on Sound Advice with Dr. Smith. How are you?
Good. Good. Hi, Dr. Smith. I have a question for you. I've got a father whose neck protrudes forward, kind of as though his head is leaning at a severe angle. He's got a lot of neck problems, and I'm starting to get some neck issues. And I'm curious, when should we start to come to consult a neurosurgeon? What kinds of things would we be looking at?
Okay. How old is your father?
He's in his early 80s, and I'm in my 50s. And I kind of when I see him in the business, and I don't want to end up like that. I don't know if it's hereditary or habits that he has that I have, and I'm not sure what to do.
Well, I think it's common in the elderly population to see all kinds of spinal deformity. And this is just from spinal degeneration, which basically is going to happen to all of us. But if you are you're in your 50s,
right?
But if you're in your 50s and you're starting to see signs of what we call kyphosis or bending over of the neck, then I think you should seek the help of a spinal specialist.
Okay, and if what are the kinds of things? Is this surgical? What is typically done?
It may just be postural. You know, we would have to evaluate you. We'd have to take a look at you. We would order some films to make sure that there was nothing going on there.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Great to thank you so much for your call. Thanks so much for checking in. So that condition happens to everybody. Did I hear you correctly?
Most everybody.
I was going to say
we're all going to get old.
All right.
Going to start leaning over. So.
I was going to say, I hope my mom didn't make me drink milk all those years for nothing.
No.
So, all right. 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. We'll come back. We'll spend some more time with Dr. Arian Smith of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates here in a very special Sound Advice on the new Talk Radio WCTC. More coming up.
Now, more Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
23 minutes after the hour, this is WCTC Sound Advice on the new Talk Radio WCTC. Our very special guest for the hour is Dr. Arian Smith of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. Phone lines are open for your calls or questions, 732-545-9282. Or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Smith, this is probably a good time to give out the phone number and the website if someone wants to reach out directly to Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. How do they do that?
The phone number is 201-457-0044.
Okay, and they could also visit the website, which is ana-neurosurgery.com. And all the information is there. And also, let me thank them for a nice promotional mention of tonight's program on that website, too. So many thanks for that. Dr. Smith, a pretty startling statistic the first time I saw it. 80% of Americans suffer back pain at some point in our lives. So in a room of five people, four of them have had some back pain at some point in their lives. I don't know if it's lifestyle. I don't know if it's hereditary. I'm sure there's various reasons. But how do you treat back pain when it comes to just, oh, I got an aching back? Yeah. What does it start? What's the first step in treatment?
The first step is distinguishing acute back pain from chronic back pain. Acute back pain is pain lasting 6 to 8 weeks. Okay, and the treatment for acute back pain is completely non-surgical. So if I see a patient in the office and they have back pain for less than 6 to 8 weeks, I usually prescribe some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, a short course of bed rest, and some physical therapy.
There's a lot going on in the back and the spinal cord and the muscles that surround it, and it seems like it takes a pounding that people just don't appreciate. Simply getting in and out of a car, I think it takes a toll on your body, doesn't it? Even something as simple as that.
Correct. Back pain is multifactorial. There are many structures in the back which can precipitate pain. There are the discs, the bone itself, the muscles, the ligament. Sometimes it's hard to tease out where the pain is coming from. So we usually let things settle out for the first 6 to 8 weeks. And approximately 85 to 90% of this acute back pain gets better without any treatment at all.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's important to know as well. So I guess it's a backache when someone else has it, but it's acute back pain when you have it. I guess it's I'm sure you get that from people as well.
Correct.
And there's no such thing as it's in your head. There's no pain. You're making up. It's in your pain is real. Back pain is real.
Pain is real. It is subjective, and it also has some emotional factor to pain as any pain does.
Crippling pain is just robs people of their livelihoods and doesn't let them enjoy life. And as I really don't like to see that when I think about people maybe in retirement or kind of like in their later years. These are supposed to be the best years of your life. Yeah. And when you have back pain, it's tough. It really robs you of a special time.
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
And depression exacerbates the pain. Sometimes we see patients in the office and they're very depressed because of their chronic pain. And the thing is that if you treat the depression, that the pain often gets better. It doesn't disappear, but it gets better.
Talk about some of the conditions where back surgery would be the next step for someone. Are there treatments that are done in advance and then you get to that point where you say, okay, well, we're going to have to go the surgery route now?
Sure. So after the first 8 weeks and the pain hasn't gotten better, the next tier of treatment is interventional pain management. So I often send patients to see a pain specialist who can do a variety of techniques such as epidural steroid injections or just local numbing injections in the back.
Epidermal, that's kind of like the heavy duty thing that like sort of numbs half your body at a time. Is it something that heavy duty?
No, it's like what a woman gets before childbirth.
Sure.
Epidural, sure.
Okay, but yeah. It's a heavy duty sort of treatment though.
It's a heavy duty treatment.
Okay, yeah. All right. 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Amy from Bootin, you're up next on Sound Advice on WCTC. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have a question for Dr. Smith?
Yes, I have a question. Growing up, I was always screened for scoliosis, and I thought that it was something that you could only get when you were younger. But recently, one of my friends, I'm in my mid-20s, was diagnosed. So how do you get scoliosis? Is it something that you can get even when you're spine is fully developed, or is it something that you get when you're younger? Maybe it just wasn't diagnosed with her.
That's exactly what it was. You know, scoliosis can get worse. It's more likely to progress in females than males. There's a condition called adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, which is usually diagnosed at a young age in the teens. But this can progress, and if it's not recognized, it can get worse.
I see. Okay, so it's not something that you can just develop when you're older.
You can develop it when you're older, and often older people do develop scoliosis, but it's more of a degenerative nature instead of an idiopathic nature, meaning that there's no cause for it.
I see. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Terrific call, Amy. Thank you so much for being on Sound Advice here on WCTC this evening. Again, our phone number, if you have a question or comment for Dr. Arian Smith, who will be with us for the full hour, 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. And again, if you'd like to reach out directly to Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, where Dr. Arian Smith is involved and his team of just incredible, incredible professionals, the phone number is 201-457-0044, or you can visit their website for a whole bunch of information, a lot of great information online at ANA-neurosurgery, and spell out neurosurgery.com, and you'll get to the website there, and you can get a lot more information. When we come back, Dr. Smith, I want to talk about some of the common back procedures and give some people some information about that. And also, I love the term, especially when it's me, minimally invasive. I like the sound of that. I want to talk about that when we come back, and we'll take a break here, and then we'll come back in just a few moments. Again, our phone number, if you'd like to say hello or have a question or comment for Dr. Smith, 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Much more coming up on Sound Advice on the new Talk Radio WCTC.
More Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
36 minutes after the hour, back again on Sound Advice on the new Talk Radio WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. My name is Bert Barron. Great to have you with us tonight. Our very special guest is Dr. Arian Smith of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. And we've been talking about neurosurgery, some of the things that he shared, a couple of his most inspiring cases with us. We're talking about back pain and what are some things that you could deal with back pain. And 80% of Americans, so take a look around you. If there's four people around you, four of the five of you have had back pain to some degree at some point. The phone number, if you want to reach out to us, is 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Smith, can you just talk about some common back procedures? Maybe people have heard the terms like lumbar fusion or microdiscectomy. Talk about some of the more common back procedures.
Sure. Some of the common procedures I perform on the back are for herniated or slipped discs, which pinch the spinal nerve. In a microdiscectomy, basically the piece of disc, which is the kind of spongy, marshmallowy cushion in between the bones, is shaved down so that it no longer compresses the nerve.
And you have a situation there where it's a bone-on-bone situation for some patients? It sounds painful, but is that what happens eventually?
Well, that's an advanced degenerative disc disease.
Okay.
But in just a herniated disc, I basically shave down the portion of the disc that touches the nerve while leaving the rest of the disc in the disc base.
What's the degree of difficulty for a procedure like that?
It's probably one of the most common procedures that we do. It takes less than an hour to do.
And, wow. You could do all that in less than an hour?
Less than an hour.
Wow, that's amazing. 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Let's say hello to Bill from Whippany, listening to us at WCTCAM.com. Hello, Bill. You're on Sound Advice with Dr. Arian Smith.
Oh, yeah. I had a question for Dr. Smith.
Sure.
My mother was diagnosed with a herniated disc, and I've been kind of doing some of the research for her. I've read that it's the type of thing that can kind of go away on its own, but she works in retail, so she's standing all day, and I can kind of tell she's in a good deal of pain. So I was just wondering what the options are for her.
Well, as I mentioned before, not all patients with disc herniations need to be treated surgically. And often 80 to 90% of patients with this condition, their pain goes away with non-medical treatment. However, if it extends beyond the 8-week period, the likelihood of it going away without surgery diminishes drastically.
Okay, so what would be her next step, I guess?
The next step would be to get a consult with a neurosurgeon or a pain management specialist. If she hasn't already, the next step would probably be epidural steroid injections, in which the spinal nerve is coated with a steroid to reduce the inflammation.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Bill. Good call. Thank you so much for your call tonight to Sound Advice. 732-545-9282 if you have a question or comment. ANA, the Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, really experts at minimally invasive procedures, Dr. Smith, to that area. What conditions would you say can be treated with these minimally invasive procedures? And also, how does that impact your area of neurosurgery? Just to me, when I hear the term minimally invasive, I think faster recovery times. I think, I don't know if easier procedures is the correct word, but talk about how minimally invasive procedures and how that relates to you.
Absolutely. This is absolutely the hottest new area in spine surgery. The goal is the same as in open surgery, either removing the disc or fusing the spine. But these procedures are done through small skin incisions and tubes, which cause minimal disruption to the skin and the surrounding muscle tissue, which equates into less blood loss, less hospital time, and less pain.
So I guess maybe in the old days you would imagine this, you know, sort of long, nasty-looking incision, but now with minimally invasive procedures, just cosmetically, it looks better.
Cosmetically, the incisions are usually less than an inch long.
Wow, really amazing stuff. And just the advancements I'm sure that you've seen, technically, procedurally, in the years that you've been practicing, it's probably been pretty incredible, some of the changes that you've seen.
It is really incredible. The field of minimally invasive spine has really taken off. We can now do multi-level fusions. We can take out the disc through small tubes, and we can also put a bone graft into the disc space that we've taken out through these small tubes.
You probably see a lot of people, Dr. Smith, who, and you can't blame them. They're human. They're probably scared. What do you, when someone maybe has some fears heading into a procedure, I think it's only natural for someone to say, oh my goodness, what if this happens? What if that happens? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with people who have fear heading into back surgery? I think it's only a natural thing that you see from people.
Certainly. I think it's important just to sit down with the patient, discuss all the risks inherent in the surgery. Every surgery has its risks, but spinal surgery is very safe and has an exceedingly low risk of complications. I think the most feared complication of people is being paralyzed.
Sure.
The incidence of that is probably 1 in 1,000. When working on the neck, the incidence of paralysis is less than 0.2%.
Wow.
So that's really exceedingly low.
That is. And I'm sure when, these procedures and whatnot, I'm sure where you're able to say, okay, this is what will happen, this is what you can expect. Or, you know, what you'll get to, this number of days will go by, and this is where we'll be. You're probably able to map it out that precisely for people.
I am. I'm able to map out the course of their pain relief, their stay in the hospital, the need for any post-operative rehabilitation.
Great stuff. Yeah.
And
just
such.
Wow. And just the way you give people their lives back is just incredible. 732-545-9282. Jerry in Edison. Good evening, Jerry. You're on Sound Advice with Dr. Arian Smith.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you, sir? I was diagnosed probably 6 or 7 years ago with kyphosis. And at that time, the orthopedic surgeon said that no way would he ever attempt to repair my condition. My head's been leaning forward. I try to keep it up as much as possible. It's very difficult. Plus, I do get a lot of pain in my neck. And I recently had an MRI, and it showed that I had a lot of arthritic conditions, stenosis, et cetera. And I was wondering if there's anything that could be done to help me.
Jerry, may I ask how old you are?
82.
82. You know, Jerry, when we see patients in the office, our decision to do a surgery is based on not only your condition and the level of your pain, but also what the MRI looks like and what other risks you might have going into surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the orthopedist who saw you probably felt that, you know, for an 82-year-old male with probably other medical problems, that it would be unwise to do such a big surgery for minimal benefit.
Yeah. So
I think the best option for you is just to do some physical therapy and probably seek out the help of a pain management specialist.
Well, I've seen a pain management because I had pain in my shoulder, and what they did was an ablation on both sides, and that pretty well took care of that problem. But I do get spasms in addition to that situation in my neck that goes up into my head. And it's very difficult from time to time.
Sure. Trying to reconstruct your spine, I'm just imagining what your spine must look like from the way you describe. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a very big surgery.
Really?
With big anesthetic and also surgical risks.
Okay. Where's your office located, by the way?
It's located in Rutherford, actually on Route 17.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much for your call. And I guess he brought up some good points. I guess you have to look at the overall condition, the overall health of someone. And I guess it's sort of you weigh out different options for people.
It's really an art. You know, everyone with pain doesn't necessarily need to have a surgery. We see a lot of patients in severe pain whose MRI looks perfect. Their back looks better than mine. Mm-hmm. We're not going to operate on those patients. We only operate on patients in whom the likelihood of success is very high, and we do that by ordering a number of tests.
Okay. It is 46 minutes after the hour. Let's take one more call. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. I want to talk about some surgical options for the neck before we run out of time on this particular episode of Sound Advice. But Rich from Edison, I want to get his call on the air before we get to the break. Hello, Rich. You're on Sound Advice with Dr. Arian Smith. Go ahead.
Hi, Doctor. Good evening.
Hi, Rich.
A friend of mine has spinal stenosis. Well, she's a female. She's 66 years old, you know, and she got herself an epidural. All right. She found, you know, great relief with this, but her doctor suggested that she should get an operation and, you know, relieve all the arthritis on her spine. And she feels good now, and she's not going to get the operation. So, you know, I suggested that you can't keep getting epidurals. That's no good for you. But she seems to think that, oh, I can get an epidural anytime I want to.
How many epidurals has she had?
This is the second one already.
Second one. Usually a patient will get up to 3 epidurals in a year. If it's helping her, I would say continue with the epidurals. Okay? The moment it stops helping her, I would tell her to seek a surgical consultation.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate your call to Sound Advice. We'll come back. We'll wrap up. We have one more segment to go. We want to talk about some surgical options for the neck when we come back with Dr. Arian Smith. But again, the phone number, if you would like to reach out to Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, the phone number is 201-457-0044, or visit the website ana-neurosurgery.com. We'll come back and we'll have one final segment with Dr. Arian Smith when Sound Advice returns on WCTC.
Now, more Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
51 minutes after the hour, this is Sound Advice on the new talk radio WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. One final segment with our special guest, Dr. Arian Smith of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, who is with us. He is a fellowship-trained spine surgeon. Practice includes both adult and pediatric spinal disorders, and we've talked about a bunch of things here this evening on the program, and I want to thank you so much for listening and for your calls as well. So we do have a couple minutes left. If you want to get a last minute question or comment in for Doctor, 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Smith, let's move on, if we could, to surgical options for the neck. Is it a different area of specialty when it comes to spinal surgery versus surgery on the neck? There's some differences to that?
There are some differences. The fact that procedures generally can't be done from the posterior route to take out the spinal disc just because of the high-stakes territory of the cervical spinal cord. This is not the case in the low back where the nerve roots can be moved around.
So it's a little bit, it's a different specialty that you have to be able to when it comes to neck procedures.
Correct.
Okay. Do you see a lot of that maybe when it comes to traumatic things, car accidents, sports injuries? Do you see a lot of that in what you do?
I see a lot of sports injuries. I see a lot of degenerative disease, a lot of herniated disc. Herniated discs occur in the cervical spine as well, but the treatment for that varies drastically from a low back herniated disc.
Is there anything preventative? Are there preventative measures other than, trying not to, lift with your legs, not your back? You hear that one all the time. Are there things that people can maybe do to keep a safe, healthy, strong back without suffering any sort of injuries?
Well, it's unclear why degenerative disease happens in the first place. It's, it's often multifactorial. It's genetic. It's occupational. So I think just keeping the proper posture and keeping yourself fit and exercising to keep up correct posture is very helpful.
Don't slouch. Yeah, I've been hearing that my whole life. One of these days I'll try not to. But
And don't cradle the phone in your ear.
Really?
Yes.
Something as simple as that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That's got to affect an entire generation of people.
Correct.
It really does. And nowadays in this technology age that we live in, I want to talk about some other procedures that you specialize, carpal tunnel being one of them. And we live in a technological age, Dr. Smith. We're on keyboards, we're on smartphones, we're on you name it, where we've got these devices basically glued to our hands and our heads. And I'm sure it's creating an entire generation of people that are seeking out services from like what you offer.
There's an entire generation of people who will come to seek the help of a neurosurgeon or orthopedic surgeon for carpal tunnel. We're always on our computers. Mm-hmm. We're always on our smartphones. And I think that this is going to be problematic in the future.
Do you see these sometimes you see these over-the-counter things like a little wrist brace, so you rest your wrists when you use it, or maybe something that actually goes on your hands? Are they effective at all in helping with carpal tunnel?
It's very helpful.
It is.
And oftentimes, if I see a patient in the office who has symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome, I will prescribe this brace. And I will prescribe some physical therapy and just stop doing what you're doing, basically.
Does it actually heal it or cure it, or does it just prevent it from getting worse at that point when it comes to putting something on your wrists?
It prevents it from getting worse.
Okay. All right. Another area that procedure that you specialize in, Dr. Smith, pituitary tumors. Talk about that a little bit, if you could.
This is a really sub-specialty, and actually, I worked under the tutelage of Dr. Cal Post when I was a resident at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and as a resident, we did a lot of pituitary tumors. The pituitary is a gland that sits at the base of your brain, which secretes hormones that are necessary for maintaining blood pressure, maintaining your metabolism for growth and for fertility as well.
So it's a pretty important part of our bodies.
Pretty important.
And tumors that develop there's special treatment that's needed to be able to deal with those?
There is a special treatment. This the gland sits very close to your optic nerves. So when there's an overgrowth of the gland, it can affect your vision. And oftentimes we see patients whose vision has been affected by overgrowth of these tumors.
And the procedures will actually bring that vision back or help improve the eyesight?
It will help improve the eyesight depending on how long the visual loss has been going on. And this is actually a big area of minimally invasive surgery as well, because the surgery is performed through a small cut inside of the nose. So there's no outer visual cut that's apparent.
That's done through someone's nose?
Through someone's nose.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. It is 56 minutes after the hour. We do have a couple minutes left to go in this special edition of Sound Advice with Dr. Arian Smith, 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Smith, where do you see your field 10, 15 years from now? What are some other advancements that maybe we could see coming up in the near future? Maybe some procedures, techniques, technologies that you're excited about in the near future?
I think stem cell research is going to play a huge role in spinal cord injury. That's going to affect our field and the treatment of spinal cord injury. I think that minimally invasive surgery is just going to take off. in our field as the technology improves.
So there's some things on the horizon that you see we'll be able to help people out in the near future.
I think so.
Wow, excellent. And again, the Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, again, some information on them. They're comprised of a group of neurosurgeons, almost 60 years of combined experience. So with Dr. Arian Smith and his colleagues, you are literally in outstanding hands. They provide world-class care for a comprehensive range of neurological conditions for adults, for children, for caregivers, for families, of course. The mission is to provide superior care possible to all patients, regardless of income, regardless of background or geography or other concerns. It's about taking care of people, and that's at the heart of the mission for Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. Extremely experienced in all aspects of pediatric and adult neurosurgery, trained in best medical centers, 24/7 availability. They simply do not turn anyone away who comes to them looking for help. They are renowned locally, nationally, globally, and the lives that they have saved and changed. It's an unbelievable number of lives that they've been able to help over these years. Phone number, once again, if you would like to reach out directly to Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, is 201-457-0044, or visit their website, which is ana-neurosurgery.com. Dr. Smith, we have about a minute left to go on our show here. I want to thank you so much for making yourself available. Great hour, a lot of information tonight. So again, many thanks to you.
Thank you for having me.
I want to thank our friends at Points Group for arranging tonight's feature as well. And just very quickly, when you're not saving lives, what do you do in your spare time? What's a great night out or just a fun time for Dr. Arian Smith when you're not on the job?
I'm working out. I'm hanging out with friends, watching movies, just enjoying the city.
So just like a regular guy, but here's my friend Dr. Smith. He's incredible. You got to go talk to him, right? Just like a regular guy when you're not doing your thing.
Regular guy.
Well, wonderful. And it was great to have you here again tonight. And please keep up the amazing work with you and your colleagues there at Advanced Neurosurgery Associates. And absolutely an honor and a privilege to have you on Sound Advice this evening.
Thank you.
All right. That'll just about do it for our edition of WCTC Sound Advice. I will see you in less than 12 hours for the morning show here on WCTC. Have yourself a great night.